Hey, what's up? The time right now is 1:20, so I suppose that I will be back on the reservation like around 5:30 because I'm not trying to rush. I am hurting, I am sore, and I need something to drink. So I'm going to hit up the liquor store and go through the drive-thru and be on my way because I ain't trying to get in and out of the car and leave baby girl in here. But yeah, my gosh, we are packed. And my parents, oh my gosh, I am so thankful for them, for real, because without them I would be stuck. Like, I would be, yeah, I wouldn't be able to do anything. So yeah, I'm very, very thankful for them. Yeah, do they have a drive-thru? I'm pretty sure they had a drive. Oh yeah, they do. I was about to say. hold on just a second. I almost forgot about you guys. So just hit up the liquor drive-thru, got some water and a Diet Coke, and now we are off. Anyhow, whew. Yes, the temp right now is 113. Oh my goodness. It's hot. But I didn't mean to do that. So yeah, the maintenance guy came over and helped us, and I'm so thankful for him also for helping my pops load up my bed, my bed frame, my work shelf, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm so thankful for him, and my mom paid him. And he didn't want to take it at first, but I'm like, you better pay it, or you better take it, because we don't have anyone helping us. So for us, it's like, thank you, you know? So I'm very, very thankful that he came over. And then, like, right when me and baby girl were heading out, our other neighbor, who we had called and asked for her help or her brother's help, because he's visiting from New York. And they're so behind, and I guess he couldn't sleep because of the heat. And he's from New York, so yeah, he's not used to this Arizona heat. And yeah, she was like, oh, hold on just a second. Oh, my mom is calling. Hello?
Hi, Siwa. Were you calling?
Yes, I was, to tell you that Miriam came over.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Her brother was asleep that whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know she said that, but she said she was... So I didn't say nothing to her, so...
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll see you guys at home.
Yeah. Are you leaving now?
Yeah, I already left.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to leave. We're not going to flag. They screwed up our order. They wanted to charge us tax, and that lady that knows that she's not there, and this one wants to charge us tax.
Really?
Yeah, so I just, I'll just cancel the order then.
Okay, so what then? Are we meeting any place?
I don't know, maybe. Hold on.
Hey guys, hold on just a second. Okay, I am back to finish this up. I am so sorry you guys had to hear all that. But yeah, we were talking about my neighbor. And what I was going to tell you guys, and I was going to tell her that our neighbor's brother comes out with like those night shoes that are the fleece. And I'm like... You're from New York and you can't stand the heat, but you're coming outside wearing that. I don't know. I thought it was funny, but yeah, he wouldn't have been able to hang to take out my bed and all the heavy stuff that we needed help with, and he comes over like that, just like ready to help. I mean, I don't know. I've seen guys move things with flip-flops on, and it's like, how can you? You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's just me. But I'm going to go ahead and let this drop. I'll hit you guys up in Payson. And, yeah, if you guys are traveling, safe travels, and I'll talk to you guys in an hour. Peace.